Hello.
Hey Larry, how are you?
Okay.
How's your day going?
Pretty good. Haven't really got started yet.
What's that?
I said pretty good. I haven't really gotten started yet.
I hear you. Just waking up?
Been up about a couple hours. Trying to get started.
Good. Good. Well, I wanted to reach out to you. You know, this lot is, I did get the plot, plat. You know, and just like I was saying yesterday, we're just having trouble, you know, navigating this thing, you know, for the value aspect of it. You know, we think that, you know, based upon really our due diligence, you know, we're not saying we don't want it, you know, but based upon our due diligence, it seems not really workable, you know, as far as price and, you know, estimates of, you know, improving the property. And that wetlands is really, I see, you know, on the plat here that it's not, you know, that you can access it from both sides, but, you know, I don't know if you know, how much, you know, curb and gutter, you know, just undeveloped land costs realistically. And we've had several investors. We've had, you know, I think 10 to 15 different investors look at this thing. And I mean, we're just getting the same answer from all of them. And, you know, I think that's a fair assumption that, you know, kind of we're looking at this thing wrong. You know, do I want to buy it? Do I want to work with you? You know, 100%. But I don't think 200 is the price. And, you know, you might hate me for saying that, but I'm just telling you the truth.
Okay.
You know, we sent you a extension, you know, so that we can keep working. But, you know, it comes to a point where, you know, are our efforts worth the time? And, you know, it kind of put the ball in your court is, you know, I'll tell you this, our highest and best, you know, investors, you know, they're saying this is, you know, 100,000. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the ball is in your court. I'm not even entertaining 100, so.
What did you say?
I said, I guess the ball is in your court. I'm not even entertaining 100.
You said you would be, you said you would be what at 100?
I say I'm not entertaining a figure of 100,000. So.
Right. I mean, what, you know, like I said, I've had a ton of people look at this thing. I mean, where are you at? I mean, the price isn't 200, you know, and I don't want to agree to disagree. I mean, we can agree to disagree. You know, I don't want to argue about it. You know, I've had several people look at it. I know where you're coming from. You know, you've had it for a while. I get it, but we do, if we're going to work together on this thing, which I, you know, would love to, you know, but we do have to be reasonable on this, as in realistic.
Well, bottom line is, I guess at some point in time, we talked about what the sale price would be, and and I accepted that, and it was up to you to whatever you wanted to do with it. And now we're at August, and you're saying that it doesn't work for you. So at that price, then I guess according to the contract, you can back out of whatever you want to do. But I'm not, you know, I don't know if you, I don't deal in this stuff every day. I don't have to sell the property. That's the thing.
Oh, I know you and don't.
Other people are interested in it, so we just have to move on.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you wouldn't, I mean, so are you saying that you would, you know, entertain something else?
I would look at other offers. That's the bottom line. And you said, that's 50% of what we talked about. So that's not going to happen. The people that I originally bought the property from, they'll give me 100 every day of the week for it. So why would I sell it to you and another developer where I can let them have it back if I was trying to go for, you know, just get a quick sale and move on?
Sure. Okay. Okay. Well, I did send you an email to, you know, just be diligent in, you know, with reviewing that. But, okay. I mean, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, we'll see if we can, you know, talk to some more people and see if we can make it work. But I just realistically think 200 is too much. I mean, do you agree?
Do I agree with what?
With what I'm saying, or am I just coming off as insulting?
Well, I guess it's business, so I'm not even entertain whether it's insulted or not. It's just we have to make the business decision and move on.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that because, you know, that at the end of the day, that's just, that's all it is. All right. Well, just look out for an email and then, you know, let's, I'll give you a call this week.
Well, let me say this. I'm trying to get into my computer now and see if I have that email. Because, you know, I don't want to – the one thing I don't want to do is insulting is to sit around dicker and dacker over this thing. Yeah, I see something here. Because, let's see what we got here. Get my glasses on. I can't see anything. It's first thing in the morning. Let's see.
Hey, Mr. Larry, can you give me a call back if you have any questions? I need to answer this phone call.
Okay.
Okay, you give me a call back.